A good news reflection for 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, sharing God's wealth. In this Sunday's gospel reading from Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 30, Jesus asks the rich young man, "Why do you call me good? Only God is good." There's a twofold message here. First, if the young man truly believes that Jesus is good, and that his teachings are good, and wasn't merely trying to win him over with flattery, and if he has observed his miracles and sinless life, then it should be obvious to him that all this goodness is proof that Jesus is God. Secondly, Christ's question offers the young man an opportunity to become more humble. If he truly believes what Jesus says, then he should realize that since only God is good, no one else, including himself, obeys the commandments perfectly. Such a realization should have opened his heart to the truth that Jesus explains next. There's only one thing keeping you from being holy like God: earthly attachments. To gain freedom from this world and possess only what belongs to the kingdom of God, share your treasures. He's saying this to all of us, but he's not telling us to become destitute. To give up everything we possess means being willing to give it away. If it's a good thing for us to have because it blesses us, God does want us to enjoy it. But true joy comes from being God's partner as a distributor of his wealth. It's the fullest way to live. And we are all called to live this way. If we remain attached to earthly stuff, we distance ourselves from God and hurt those who would benefit from our generosity. However, to achieve complete freedom from attachments, we cannot rely only on our own efforts. It's often very difficult to let go and become willing to share everything. The good news is that Jesus made it possible by taking our sins to the cross and sharing with us his own Holy Spirit, who empowers us to do whatever he asks of us. Our lives on earth become more fulfilling when we dare to share. The more we give to others in a spirit of love, the more we receive the treasures of heaven. Indeed, we become one of heaven's treasures. Here's some questions for you to meditate on. In comparison to the holy ways of dealing with life's circumstances that Jesus modeled for us, how unlike Jesus, how worldly are you today? And how divine is your behavior? What earthly treasures have you given away? Decide upon an action that will help you detach from earthly treasures this week. Share the story of a time when you gave away an earthly treasure, even though you really didn't want to detach from it. What motivated you to give it away or let go of it? How did God repay you? This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with his abundant love.